Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ruth King's here. Yeah, I knew you'd be excited about that. That's right. That Ruth King, the one who knows more about how to help you manage your business financially than anybody else on the planet, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable. Do you have the courage to be profitable? Well, if you hang out with Ruth, you will have. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of our favorite folks. Ruth, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you back. More than 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust, folks. I don't know what we did without her for the first 8 years. But, Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're coming into the holiday season, and everybody's trying to figure out how to get an edge, how to get an angle. What do we do? What's that one little thing that we can do to make people turn left into our store instead of right into somebody else's store or go to our website? How do we get the attention with all the noise? I mean, I heard Kmart's going to be open all day on Thanksgiving. My goodness, what are they thinking? I mean, it's going to get to the point where we roll right out of Christmas into Thanksgiving, right? In the future, they keep backing things up. How do we get ready to price and promote our products for the holidays?
All right, the first thing that you have to remember is you have to know what your pricing is and know if you can give a discount or not. If you remember in my first book, The Ugly Truth About Small Business, one of the greatest myths was, I'll give a customer a discount and make it up on the next sale.
Yeah.
And you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And it's true.
That's the epitaph on millions of small business gravestones.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing to do is to say, number one, can you give them a discount? Can you offer them a free product? Or can you offer them a free service? Or, you know, what do you, you know, if you think anything that you want to do, figure out what is going to cost you to do that. And if it brings you down, yes, it will cost. And if it brings you down below profitability, then you have a problem. I'll give you a perfect example. One of my clients offers a $25 discount if you go to their website and print out the $25 coupon, and they happen to be a contractor, and then you get $25 off your service call. And one of their service technicians went out, and instead of, they didn't actually perform any service, they just did what they call the diagnostic and figured out what's wrong, and
right,
the customer basically paid $25 less, and it was still profitable. And mm-hmm. What I told him was that, you know, keep marketing to this customer, because at some point in time something will break in her house, and since you've done a really good job out there already, she's likely to use you again. So it was not a bad thing that happened, even though there was not service after that call. So
are you saying,
look at it.
Go ahead.
No, so the reality of that particular situation was they basically broke even on that call, because we knew that a $25 discount would allow them to break even. Obviously, they wanted to do more, but now they have a customer that they can continue to market to and continue, because things go wrong in your house all the time, and they do plumbing, electrical, and heating and air. So
it sounds, Ruth, like you're saying, be sure you know the difference between a discounted sale and a marketing investment.
Yes, absolutely.
Because what I just heard you say was, what you might start out as hoping would be a discounted sale, meaning that they had something that broke and you give them a discount on a purchase product that's purchased. It turned out to be a wash for them, but if they looked at it like an investment in a customer, a marketing investment in a customer, then that's okay. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying two things. That is number one, and number two, we knew by giving a $25 discount, we still would break even.
Right.
So we weren't even losing money. All right. So
right.
They were disappointed that they only did the diagnostic, so to speak. I said to them, that still is a marketing call at this point.
Right.
But you didn't lose money on this call.
But as long as you, now at that moment though, you have a right to make sure the customer realizes that you did something, you know, that you did something good for them. You did something nice for them. You have the right to you know, I mean, you don't wave a flag and make them sign a letter that says, yeah, these guys did something great for me. But you do have the right to be a little bit dramatic about what you did for that customer so that they will remember you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
So the thing to remember is, okay, figure out what you can do that you would at least break even on whatever your products or services are with a discount. Now, break even does not only mean sales minus direct cost. It has to include that piece of overhead. It's not just break even on the gross profit. You have to break even mm-hmm. on the net profit.
Right.
Which is the key.
Right. That's the difference between, folks, that's the difference between breaking even and thinking you break even and you're really losing money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because if you just look at your direct costs, then and you think you're breaking even on direct costs, you've actually lost because you haven't considered that little piece of rent, that little piece of the light bill, that little piece of the telephone bill that has to get paid every time you sell a product or service.
Would it be appropriate to say, okay, I've got these items, and we used to call them loss leaders. I've got these items that I can advertise that will get people in, and I'll sell them if they want them. I'll let them out. If we sell them all, they'll all go out the door. And even though I lose a nickel on each one of them, I built that into my marketing budget. Is that okay?
I wouldn't do it because
okay. Even though you say okay, I could spend more money on an ad and try to drive me at regular price, or I could offer a discount. And every that nickel on each one of them added together is the difference between a bigger ad buy. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but you also have the situation, if I sell 100 of those things and lose a nickel on every one of them, can I make it up? What do I have to make up in revenue to be able to cover that $100?
No, but I've budgeted for it though. What I'm saying is I have budgeted for it. The one thing I see wrong with what I just said is you've now established a new price for that product.
Exactly.
That's the problem with discounting, folks, is that becomes your new base price in the customer's mind, doesn't it?
Yes, because remember, I'll give the customer a discount and make it up on the next product or service that I sell them. They expect that lower price. They absolutely expect it.
Exactly. Ruth, I need your website, please.
www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
That's also the title of the book. And remember what I said, folks. You get all of Ruth's wisdom in this book. You want to make sure you make yourself available to it. Go ahead and buy two. You're going to want to give one away. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with Ruth King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.